you always known that you're on a soul path? And have you wondered how to gain real insight into the steps along your own unique journey? Welcome everyone, I'm Sarah Main, and thank you for joining me on Dhammayanti, the show for your soul. It's great to have you join me. Dhammayanti means deep peace and calm. Dhammayanti sheds a light for your soul through the gift of wisdom that shines in the beautiful and universal language of Sanskrit. Dhammayanti is the show that speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and enriches your soul. Welcome, everyone. Welcome along. It's great to have you. I'm Sarah Main, and this is Dhammayanti, the show for your soul. And today, we're going to be talking about who am I? Who is it that can tell me who I am? It's a funny question. It's a great question. It's actually from Shakespeare, King Lear. Who is it that can tell me who I am? And this is all about this profound question, who am I? One of the most important questions you can ever, ever ask. Who am I? And the starting point is this question, who am I? And this is the starting point for self-discovery. So if I said to you, who am I? Or if someone said, who am I? Well, the ordinary answer, the automatic answer, who am I? Automatically, who am I? Unconsciously, we just start giving our name, understandably, our name, we'd refer to the body, maybe our age, if that was relevant. We talk about the roles in our life, you know, whether we were a mother or a father, son, daughter, aunt, uncle, cousins, all of that sort of thing. Depending on the circumstances and the context, who am I, you know, or who are you, you know, that sort of question. We would refer to the roles and the work that we do, our job roles or our work roles. We might volunteer at the PTA. We might help out at some shelter. We might help out with our kids' sports team. You know, we do all sorts of things. So all of those kind of roles, we may talk about that. Who am I? Who are you? We might talk about our thoughts, our feelings, our memories, possibly our hopes, our experiences. And then we might get into our personality, our habits, our talents, our skills, our culture, our nationality, and on and on and on. To this question, who am I or who are you? If someone was asking you, they'd say, who are you? Or if you were asking yourself, who am I? We might cover all of that. So name and age and roles and country where we live or where we were born, our skills, talents, roles, all of that sort of thing, right? So I just group all of that together. And then I ask the question, is that all true? Is it really, really true? All of that stuff. It may be there for sure, but is it lasting, abiding truth? Who am I? Because the thing to notice about all of those things, the name, the body, the age, the thoughts, the feelings, the personalities, the talents, the roles, they come and they go. They're not permanent. They're impermanent. And this is such an important thing to consider. We may think it quickly, oh, yeah, it comes and goes. But let's take the time, do yourself a favor and stop and consider that all those things come and go. They have an importance at the time. They may have an importance for a period of time, but all of them come and they go. So then I ask the question, is that all true? Is that all you actually are? In truth, is that all you actually are? Who am I? Our bodies are changing. Thoughts are changing. Feelings are changing. Hopes are changing. Even memories can change. So who am I is the question of the moment. So just consider, a mother can have an incredible fulfillment, sense of fulfillment, experience of fulfillment in her role as a mother. And that's wonderful. And it's true. But consider, and this is an issue, when the kids grow up, does that sense of who she is change? And this goes for all of us in all roles in life, but let's just take this example. So incredible fulfillment in a role as mother. And when the kids grow up, the classic sort of empty nester syndrome, does that sense of who she is change? And is she still feeling fulfilled? And especially when the daily heavy demands of mothering have passed, which, you know, the kids grow up, so that daily demand of mothering has passed. What is she left with then? Does she still, she has a sense of fulfillment as a mother, but when she hasn't got that obvious daily expression of that, what is left? Is there a gap? Is there a vacuum? Now, this can go for a career when a fulfilling career has ended and you've retired, but you're still active and wanting to contribute. This can be in all sorts of circumstances. We have these natural transitions in life. Things do change. And so do we still find a sense of fulfillment, a connectedness within ourselves as to who we are that's fundamental, that in a sense doesn't change despite all the changing roles, changing times, the changing activities in our lives? It's a really, really important question. And it may not seem important whilst you're still in the thick of things, but trust me, it does happen. When I was a coach, I coached a lot of people. I was an executive coach. I had my own practice. This was after I'd finished teaching. So I had that transition of going from full-time demanding teaching and administration load to starting a coaching practice, retraining, starting a coaching practice. That was a transition in itself. And then it came to a point where then I wanted to do something else after coaching, but I coached a lot of clients and they were in periods of transition. Some of them had just come out of divorces and were trying to find themselves after a divorce. A number of people, it was to do with career. I coached a lot of men and they were at points where they had fulfilled a lot in their career. Their kids were, you know, grown up, or the family was at a stage where it wasn't sort of really daily demands of little kids, and they needed help. What were they going to do now? And really all came down to who am I? That was the starting point that I worked on. And then we took it from there and it became obvious what they wanted to do. They wanted to continue contributing. They wanted to do some new things that they didn't have an opportunity to do before. And it was a case of just sort of finding themselves now. And that's where the question, who am I, is relevant all the time. It doesn't matter whether you're in the middle of raising a family and your kids are still young, you can still ask yourself, who am I? So you don't get lost in amongst the busyness of daily life with little kids. Or it can be on the other side of that daily family raising and you're considering, who am I now? Because who am I now is still who am I. So consider that mother, that issue of the kids have grown up. Is her self-worth and sense of self linked to that role only? And that's why it's important to always be asking, who am I? So who is, or what is, that which never changes within us? Because this is an important issue. Who is, or what is, that which never changes within us and is always you? Always you. It was you when you were a little kid. Was you as a teenager through all the awkwardness and the sometimes sullenness and the questioning. It was you in your 20s, 30s, career, family, whatever. It's always you. And how do we come to know ourself, that self, come to know our true self? Where do we look for ourselves? Where do you look for yourself? I mean, is it over there? Is it in another room or another country? Or is it yesterday or next year? Who am I? Have you noticed when you go somewhere, when you arrive, you're there? So say you get on an aeroplane and you sit in the seatbelts, right? You travel, and you can be traveling, and I've been on very long flights living in Australia and traveling overseas. I've been on flights that are 15 hours. That's not unusual for an Australian to travel. And you get out of the aeroplane and you're there when you arrive. That's interesting, isn't it? So obviously, if we want to look for ourselves, we have to stop and look here, and we have to look now. It's here and now. So who am I? This is our question, and it's our question for this time. There's a lot changing in the world, but who am I? The path of self-inquiry is primarily led with who am I? The path of self-discovery is who am I? Our soul path, our soul journey is led by who am I? There's an amazing quote by a great teacher called Ramana Maharshi. Some of you may have heard of it. Ramana Maharshi was a profound spiritual teacher. And he said this: your duty is to be and not to be this or that. Your duty is to be and not to be this or that. I am that I am sums up the whole truth. I am that I am sums up the whole truth. The method is summed up in the words, be still. The method is summed up in the words, be still. What does stillness mean? Give up the notion that I am so and so. All that is required to realize the self is to be still. What can be easier than that? So that's Ramana Maharshi, just being still. So stopping and asking, who am I? Just be still. The question, you don't even need an answer. The question opens up the space. Rather than having an answer come straight in, who am I? Falling still, being still, inwardly still, and asking that question, who am I? Who is it that can tell me who I am? So we're going to take a break now. And after the break, I'm going to be talking about the challenges or opportunities that arise in navigating transitions in life on our path to self-discovery. So we've opened up this question of who am I? And so let's address these natural periods of transition in our life and how we can navigate them well, because sometimes they're challenging, sometimes they're exciting. They always bring opportunities. And this is our path of self-discovery. So I'll be back after the break.
You have one life to live. You want to spend it doing something you enjoy and that has meaning. If you're listening to this, then you're among the many who feel that the work they're doing is no longer a fit. My comprehensive coaching will support you and help you figure it out. I've coached hundreds of people through career transition. But visit my website today to book a free call, www.reinventing-u.com, when what you do matches who you are.
Are you passionate about impacting social change or working towards anti-racism as a society? Are you willing to deconstruct your innermost thoughts, ideas, and beliefs about racism? Then Inflection Point Podcast, Cultivating Change from the Inside Out, is the show for you. Join Anita Russell, Mavis Bauman, and Gail Hunter in open, honest, and deliberate conversations every first and third Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you wanting more for your life? Are you ready to create your life with confidence and contribution? We all have a gift to give to the world. Becoming you is that gift. In order to truly live your life, you have to become you on purpose and with intention. Leah Rowling supports you in becoming you using the B Method, consistently producing results for hundreds of entrepreneurs and business owners. For more information, visit leahrowling.com.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the golden age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.com. Net.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Damayanti, the show for your soul. And today's session is on who is it that can tell me who I am? This crucial question in self-discovery, in self-awareness, our soul path, our soul journey, who am I? And this is the who am I? This is the great question that leads self-discovery. And it takes us beyond who am I in terms of our body, age, roles, skills, talents, our thoughts, our feelings, our experiences, our culture, our nationality. It forms a part of who we are, but it's not the fundamental who we are, because all of those things come and go. They change. All of them change. But the who am I is fundamental, and it's beyond all those labels that we attached to ourselves. And this is the who am I that we need as we navigate the challenges of change. And we experience change in our life because everything comes and goes. Some come and go quickly and some come and go a little long, takes a little longer. It comes and then stays a bit and then goes. So we experience change in life all the time. When I was a teacher, I mean, that was just obvious. You were teaching a student, and from the start of the school year to the end of the school year, that student had changed. They'd grown. I mean, they were obviously still fundamentally who they were. You know, their personality, the elements of their personality hadn't changed. Some had. But through the growing up process of that year, and they learnt stuff, they experienced things, highs, lows, all of that stuff, it was almost a different being looking at you. And then certainly when they went on the long summer break and came back the next year, if you taught the same student, which I did often for several years in a row, I was taught at a school where we moved with the class, so you had a closer relationship with the students. The student that walked in the next school year sometimes was completely different. When they looked back at you, there was someone looking back behind those eyes that was different, because, again, they'd had a 6 or 8 week break away from you. So that's 2 more months of growing and changing and experiencing. So change, of course, you know, the seasons, everything, it's all changing. So how do we navigate changes, and specifically the transitions in life, on a path of self-discovery? Well, it starts with who am I? Because we need to connect with, realize, have a sense of ourself that is beyond all those changing things. Not to dismiss them, but it's not fundamentally, in truth, who we are. So who am I? And there's a guy called Jim George. He was an author and motivational speaker, and he said transitions themselves are not the issue, but how well you respond to their challenges. And I think that is a fantastic summary of the issue. We often are so used to being caught up in our thoughts and our feelings. We have no awareness of something beyond that that's watching all of these thoughts and feelings and changing experiences, watching ourselves, in a sense, our body, our mind and our heart go through these experiences and just letting them come and go. We grab onto them and identify and say, this is me, I'm going through these. Whereas actually it's the mind, it's the heart, our body is going through these changes, but who we are fundamentally is a presence, a sense of ourselves that is beyond that. So, you know, really just spend a little moment considering life is constant change. There's endings and there's beginnings. And that's right, it's endings and then beginnings. It's an obvious point, but transitions only occur because something is ending and something new is beginning. That's where the transition comes from, not from a beginning and an ending, but from an ending and a beginning. So something is ending and something new is beginning. That's the transitional point, and it can be a transitional phase. It's never just one then the other sometimes, but often the typical experience is there's a sort of fading out of one and the starting of another. In the Upanishads, in the great Eastern wisdom tradition, it's described as moving like a caterpillar from one leaf to another. So imagine two leaves, and the caterpillar draws itself up to the end of one leaf and then attaches the front end onto the next leaf while still being attached to the previous leaf, and then once properly secured on the new leaf, draws the back end over to the new leaf. Now, that's obvious in nature. We can think of lots of examples like that that I'm sure we've seen. But consider that in terms of our life transitions, that we eventually draw ourselves up to the edge. We know something's coming to an end. It could be a job or our role in, you know, say mother or a father, the kids are growing up, and you can see the kids needing you less and less on a day-to-day basis, right? That's that sense of drawing yourself up to the end of one leaf, using the caterpillar analogy, and then there's the next one. And then this is the real point, is rather than just be hanging on to the edge of that old leaf and saying, what do I do now? What do I do now? Who am I? And then considering, and this is exactly the point I'm talking about, it's considering, what do I want to do now? Who am I? And then you can open yourself up to new opportunities. It's not always comfortable in this process, but if you're used to letting the thoughts and feelings come and go, letting them play through, it's natural to feel some discomfort. Otherwise, things aren't changing. Things aren't new. You're not challenging yourself and getting out of your comfort zone. So on this old leaf, as it were, then you can expand and move forward to something new, some new challenge, some new opportunity, and then get connected with that, and then you can let go of the other. And obviously, as a parent, you're always going to be the parent for those kids, but your relationship's going to change because they're not little kids anymore. They'll be adults, and when they become parents themselves, again, your relationship changes. But if you are exploring new aspects of yourself, you'll be in a better position to connect with them and who they are now as adults, rather than always seeing them as little kids. And that was always the challenge as a teacher. As the student grew up, you met them where they were here and now, rather than just always seeing them as some kid you knew in the past. And certainly as a teacher, I meet students that I used to teach, and they're now in their 30s. Right, and they're married and they've got their own kids, and I'm meeting them as an adult now. So that relationship we had, whilst the connection is there, that relationship doesn't exist, because that was with a school student and I was their teacher, and I'm no longer their teacher, and they're an adult with their own life and family. So we meet as adults in a fresh new way, and it's wonderful. We have this sort of underlying connection, but we meet freshly, and it's liberating and exciting and wonderful. So really focusing and understanding this transitional point is so important. You know, there's growing up, growing old, there's education, roles change in life as life proceeds. And as roles and external demands of life are no longer there to such a degree, we reach a point where we need to find meaning in life, new meaning in life. So who am I now? Who am I now? Is still who am I? It's still the same inquiry, who am I? And this takes courage to ask. It takes fearlessness. And it's living by faith over fear. It's living by love over fear. So courage is needed because we may discover that we are far greater than we ever realized, and we have more to ourselves than just the roles we've played up until now. Courage is the hallmark of spirituality. As Amit Ray said this, courage comes when you love yourself for who you are. So this courage is strength and resilience, and the busyness of life may have kept us occupied and distracted from this inquiry. That's not a judgment, it's just a fact. You know, we're busy, but we just need to always take time every day just to stop for a moment to say, who am I now? Who am I? And come back to that sense of self beyond everything that's happening in the day, which is all transitory, none of it lasts. So as we turn our attention within, we can now connect with our value system. What's of true importance? What's of lasting, abiding importance to us? And we come back to those inner anchor points within. And this is essential to meeting life's transitions, these inner anchor points. Remember, it's how we respond to changes. We need anchor points of truth as things change. The aim, the goal, the outcome is to have a secure sense of ourself, a secure sense of yourself that meets change with confidence, with resilience, and with success. The best advice I was given, and I was taught this when I was 10 years old, was to fall still, remember who you are, and then give full attention to the matter in hand. Three simple steps: fall still, remember who you are, and give full attention to the matter in hand. Pick a time in the day, try it once every day, before a meal, do it at 10:30 in the morning, when you first wake up. Just pick a time and remember, fall still, remember who you are, and give full attention to the matter in hand. And that is a great anchor point to the question, who am I, on this journey of our lives of self-discovery, this soul path. And remember, be still and know that I am God. That's Psalm 46. Be still and know that I am God. So in my next show, I'm going to be talking about presence, this essential element of presence and mindfulness. What is it, and why should we bother about it? Because it's very much linked to what I've been talking about in this show. Presence and mindfulness. What is it, and why should we bother? So if you want to know more about Damayanti, go to my website, damayanti.store. There's lots to look at there. I have a shop with beautiful spiritual jewelry, with energetic reminders of, with beautiful Sanskrit mantras on them, just like the one I'm wearing now that says Satya, truth. And I'm on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube. If you watch my videos on YouTube, drop me a like. I'd love the thumbs up. That helps enormously. And go to my Facebook and Instagram pages. That's Damayanti. And I'm going to finish with a Sanskrit prayer, the perfect prayer. That is perfect. This is perfect. From the perfect comes the perfect. And verily the perfect remains. May peace and peace and peace be everywhere. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Thank you for spending time with me on Damayanti, the show for your soul. To find out more about Damayanti, or to get my book, Conscious Confidence, Use the Wisdom of Sanskrit to Find Clarity and Success, or to purchase my range of beautiful spiritual jewelry, go to my website, damayanti.store. That's damayanti.store. See you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.